Big shinu oladas Ramban. Okay, daha nahad iflagu betame v'balmum ezo mehen kodem. Right. So what? Remember what's that Gemara? Right. So the other kashin Ramban was what? Was how do you have? What's this idea about the ibaylahu? Right. We have a tame versus a balmum. Who goes in first? And the Gemara seems to say, at this point, the Gemara doesn't know who goes in first. Right. Right. Don't cheat ahead. Who goes in first? We don't know. Meaning they are equal. Okay. Well, that's Ramban. The Baal Mum lekashum isura achrina zulos isura to be a rekanis. Right? Imkay mehechitis yukdon tamelo. They get a problem because if you're going to tell me that the only isra that applies to the Baal Mum is be a rekanis, but by the tame, how many isra do you have? Two. Fine. So he was successful in showing you how you can learn one out from the other. He was successful in showing you that there isra is on the gavra. Of an Isser, right? And it's Mati the Isser by Biri Kanis, right? And then you learn from that by the Isser Toma. So you saw the issue of two versus one, or one versus zero, but these are thinking of it as two versus one, okay? Yeah, it is for me. Nira Loma Dadasa Ramban. Didin Zehu Mehalacha. Okay, so again, which din is he referring to at this point? The only way you could figure out that the Baal Mum and the Tame are equal at the outset is by somehow applying Halacha Moshe Mishinai. Again, the only way you're going to be able to work out this Ibailahu, where somehow the Baal Mum is equal to the Tame, is using Halacha Moshe Mishinai. Is that clear? Look, there's the mechanics of the Ruchayim, and then there's the concepts. The mechanics are, how do I get to the point that the Gemara makes sense? How do I get the Ramban to drive with the Gemara? The Ramban seems to say that based on learning the Ramban, who beats who? The Baal Mum goes before the Tumah. The Tame, right? That's clear from the Ramban Svara. And there's no other way out of it other than to say, Halacha Moshe Mishinai. Okay? Why not? V'hachi gemir lehu ba'azhar es b'yari kanis. Right? De Baal Mum chamor iser b'yasom b'yas tamim. So we know that a Baal Mum, right, is more chamor than a tamim. Okay? We know that a Baal Mum is more chamor than a tamim. Right? Okay. The Alpha God, the Chavayu Chad Isur Ninu, even though they both stem from one Isur, what's that Isur? Birei Kanis. How do we know one is differentiated from the other? Just hold off for a minute, I know what you're going to ask. How do you differentiate one from the other?
Which one?
I know what you're going to ask, right? So he said, the Alpha God, the Chavayu Chad Isur Ninu. Mikomakom, Hachi Gemira, Mehalacha, the Bias Bamum, Chamur Yosar, Bias Tamim. So, okay, so what's his first point? Step one. Let's get all the steps down here. What's step one? First thing he says is that, how do you know that a Baal Mum is more chamor than a tamim? Halacha Moshe Mishinai. Because if we... Yeah? First thing Halacha Moshe Mishinai is doing is that's creating a gradation between what?
Baal Mum and tamim.
Oh, is that clear? No.
Tamim
and Baal Mum.
Tamim.
No. Tamim. Tamim. Keep going. Right. See, the reason why he would use Kal Kal Tchila initially is because if you're dealing with a matir of an Isser, right, of an Isser Gavra, so that's a normal way any gradation would be expressed. Okay, that's all you have to say. All right, it's a normal halachic mechanism of Kadimus. Yeah. If you can't intuitively tell me that one is differentiated, that there's a gradation, right, you can't develop that intuitively. It's impossible. There's no mechanism you have. So what does he say? There's only one method to do that. Halacha Moshe Mishinai. An axiomatic method that you can't ask about that's going to tell you that the Baal Mum, right, is more chamor than the Tamim. You understand? There's nothing else you can rely on. The Hachi Mukhrach we talk a sugi the Erevin. Right, we see this in the Erevin. Now, what does Rashi say over there? Rashi says, Shapirish de Kohanim Tameim Adifim Yisraelim Taharim. He's gonna base his entire move on this Rashi. Because what does Rashi tell you? That a Kohen who's Tameh, right, is Adif from Yisrael Tahar. Okay? Right? Is that clear? He didn't say it yet. That comes from Rashi. V'hare ha'vadai de Kohanim Levim Yisraelim lekashum Yisroel b'knisasan zulas Yisroel de birekanes. But we know when it comes to Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, why can't they go into the base of Mikdash? If it's purposeless, birekanes. Right. And again, these three types of people can't go in if it's purposeless. There's no difference between them insofar as birekanes is concerned. Right? 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 Again, so what did I just say? He says, "V'kulu chad dinahu." And what do we see about Kohanim Yisraelim? There's one din. Again, going back to Bi'ur Kanis, how do you differentiate between a Kohen Levi Yisrael? Right? There's no intuitive method when it comes to Bi'ur Kanis. Because again, depending on who goes in, right, all we care about is one thing, is my entrance purposeless?
So
he says, he says it is. He says, V'chomer zehu shemoa, okay, V'chomer zeh, meaning which chomer? Which chomer? Number two. Which is what? What? Kohen Bet Yisrael. That chomer, right? Zehu shemoel litchos isra tumah. Okay? That helps us do what? Push off tumah. Meaning, lahakdim kinesas kohan and tumayim l'kinesas levim yisraim tahorim. Okay? To therefore do what? To let us learn out that the kohen tumah comes before the Yisrael tahor. What does he mean? V'im kain gam b'balmon b'balmon de kavasa. What does that mean? It has to be like, I would say like this. Okay.
Like Yisrael kain.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Exactly. And therefore, the same should apply. Dechamira. This is the hard part. Dechamira iser kenisaso miknisas tamim beisur de birekanis. Okay. So this is what he said before. The chamer, right, by the what? By the iser kenisa, right, of a bamum, right, over tamim, comes from Bi'ur Kanis. Okay, now, right? Where does, when we say the bamum is more chamer than the tamim, what do we mean? Where is that? What iser is that relating to? By Bi'ur Kanis, right? To know that one is greater than the other. But it's rooted in which iser? Bi'ur Kanis. Okay? The al korkach. This is the hard part. Chomer zem moel. Okay. This is the hard part, and therefore this chumra, this stringency in his status helps you lahakdim kinesas tamen lekinesaso. That therefore this is the hardest part. This is why you know now that tame comes before the baal mum. Wait, like the manda amar in the gemara who says that tame comes before baal mum. Now what? Now he's expecting to know this. Why does the tame come before the baal mum? According to the Manda Amar, who says that way. Notice, the Gemara starts off with them being equal. Now, how does the sheet of the holds the time it comes first? Where does he get that from?
Same as the kind of
right, just like the facts. The facts. Because the Tame can do what? Tame can do avoda. Okay? Oh. So if the Tame, now put it together. If the Tame can do avoda, what's
not,
he saying?
That it's not always reconnaissance. He has like a little bit of not reconnaissance.
Right. Okay, in other words,
the Gavro being bigger reconnaissance is less.
Right. There is some reality.
And this proves even.
So since we know that the Isser Tame is no self on the Isser Bi'ur Kanis, if you're Docha the Isser Bi'ur Kanis, what goes along with that? Tuma. Okay. Is it? He says, what? Just. He says, Inachinami the whole Isur the Knesas Bamum Lehechal who rock medin Bi'ur Kanis Avad. But keep in mind, the Isser, right? The Isser of who? The Isser of the Bamum to go into the Hechal stems from what? Bi'ur Kanis. All along. Okay? Umiyushavim Heita Devi Ramban, I think. The Kohach Sugya Kaima Rak Ali Sur the Bi'ur Kanis. So because our entire Sugya is all based on what? Bi'ur Kanis. El debemes da chiluk sheish bedin Bi'ur Kanis ben kohanim levim yisraelim, but the chiluk between those different people hayalfinale be erevin sham mikrad divrei yamim, right? Okay, now it goes a little further. It says, but now the very chiluk between the kohanim levim yisraelim, where do you learn that out from? Which means what? Vimke and hayadina halachazumi pi kabbalah, the bias levim yisraelim chamur bias kohanim, and that also you only know from what? Halacha Moshe Sinai, okay. That also you only know Halacha Moshe Sinai, right? Ulahachi who depligi sham im chomer zem mo litchos gam iser biyad tamar lo. And over there, what are they arguing about, right? If that chomer, right, meaning the differentiation of Kohen versus Levi Yisrael mo litchos gam iser biyad tamar lo.
Well, that the first prize and second prize.
Correct. Okay, mash anything about mum lo matzino shum yafusa the Bi'ur Kanis di day techamur be Bi'ur Kanis shalts mimin. We never see by Baal Mum, right, that you should learn out by Bi'ur Kanis that it'll be more chamur than the one at mimin. Now korcha mefarish a Rambam the plukta im Baal Mum kodem o tamik kodem he mishum asharas bia misiames Baal Mum velo mishum ashar Bi'ur Kanis the bezet mimin Baal Mum shavin. Well, das Ramban, here's the key thing. A korcha sarach lomar the gamze helchasa gemiri la. D'chamira din bi rekana shel balmum abiyas tamimin ukemoshenir. Okay. So what does he say in the end? So the even so the whole thing, everything here, every part of this is what? Halacha l'shem Sinai. Everything. Every possible gradation is based in Halacha l'shem Sinai. Everything. What's the ultimate? What's this factually? What's the main point in the Ramban? What's he saying? You thought Birei Kanis meant what? An Isser, Gavra, right? Across the board. Now Halacha l'shem Sinai is telling you what? It's creating all these weirdo gradations. Okay? What? Okay, so what's he saying? Yeah, but it's a funny Isser Gavra. That's what's key here. So I was trying to say yesterday. It's a very different type of Isser Gavra. In fact, I'd argue, I don't know where else you have such an Isser Gavra. And I can even bring this back into the Kedushas HaMakom. Even that Yamalos. In the Yamalos. Like Tucker. How? What's he saying? Just get the idea. What is he saying? There is no, certainly practically, but there's no difference in the Isser Birei Kanis between a Kohen Tameh, let's say, and the Yisrael Tar or any of these guys. But what is it though? But yet, let's watch. I have a good way to put it. Let's say now there's a light bulb that's broken in the Kodesh Kodashim, right? That's our problem. We have a light bulb and a Heichal. Fine. So it's broken in the Heichal. Okay, now, before he comes up with the Halacha l'shem Sinai, what do you have in front of you?
One Isser.
Okay, so let's say, okay, let's make it very nice. Let's say Avi, Mati, Tucker, and Eiferman are all standing in front of the Heichal, okay, and the light bulb breaks, okay? Before he has this Halacha l'shem Sinai, what do you say? Who goes in?
Any
of you guys, right? And therefore there's no Isser Birei Kanis. But if one of you went in...
You say a
Kohen? No, but you got a Kohen. You guys are all the same. If all four of you are there and you're all equal, right? You're all equal, you're there too, okay? Okay. You're all there, right? There's no idea of precedence. It doesn't matter who goes in. But you know one thing for sure, if any one of you goes in, is there an Isser Birei Kanis to speak of?
Nope.
No. Okay. Now, let's change the scene now to fix a light bulb.
It's Matir, it's still there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's a Matir for you to go in. That's what I meant. There's a Matir for you to go in. Thank you. You're right. You'll give me precise. There's a Matir for you to go in, right? Right? But let's say the light bulb was working. Okay? Like again, flip it to the other side. Light bulb's working. Is there a difference in your Birei Kanis? Is
no.
No. Yeah. They have the same expression of...
If there's not, everyone's
called. What?
If everyone's the same. Not
correct. If everyone's the same. Right? Okay. Yeah, meaning stop.
Yeah,
right? Okay. Now let's make the case where you have... again, we'll use the case of the Heichal. Okay? Light bulb's out.
Sure.
You have Kohen Tame, naturally. You have Kohen Balmum, of course. Right? And who's equal? That's it. Let's say those two guys. Okay. Now, what? Well, let's say Yisrael.
You're never right.
Okay. No, that's good. Let's say Yisrael Tahor, and let's say what do you call it? Let's say what?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay.
Okay. Fine. Now, let me ask a question. When the light bulb was broken, okay, what happens to the Isser Birei Kanis? What happens by the Kohen Balmum? You, it's Matir, right? What happens by the what do you call it? What happens by you? Matir? You matir, right? Now, but let me ask you a question. Now, let's say the light bulb isn't broken. Okay? This is the key thing. Okay? The light bulb's not broken. For you to go in, is there an Isser Birei Kanis?
Who am I? Yeah.
You're the Kohen, whatever. You're the Tame. Kohen Tame. Is there an Isser Birei Kanis?
Yes.
Okay? Is there an Isser Birei Kanis by you? Is it the same Isser Birei Kanis?
Yeah.
No.
No!
Why?
No.
That's the Machlokas. Machlokas is... And the question is: does the intrinsic makom kedusha of the mikdash, right? Does that create? Does the Isser Birei Kanis come from that, right? Or you say no, that there's an Isser Kanisa, and that's the expression of the idea of a mala. There's quite again, which comes first? Like kind of what you're saying. Which comes first? How did it emerge? Is it that you have this intrinsic makom and that leads to an Isser Birei Kanis, right? And therefore, you have gavras. Or to say no, that there's an idea of an Isser Kanisa, and that's what allows for the mala to emerge. You understand? We have one thing left in the Sifra that we haven't dealt with. What? We dealt with already Shas Avoda. We dealt with Ulam. What didn't we deal with? What? No. What didn't we deal with? No, we dealt with Ulam. Yitzia. Okay? Yitzia. Because now let me ask you a question. According to Ramban now, right? According to the Rambam, it makes sense why you have a separate Isser Yitzia. What about according to the Ramban?
What?
Oh, because you see that we know that a guy can't go in and drink. But how do you know that a guy can't drink and then leave? That's a Kiddush. You name it to us, Kohanim Shmini, Perakav, Yaim Shechar Altesht, Nemarkan Bevoachem, and Nemarlahanam Bevoam, El Omoid, Ma Bevoam, El Omoid, Asa Yetzia Kibia, Vesem is Beak Omoid, Venochai Vel Beshas Avoda, Apevoachem, El Omoid, Omarkan. Okay? Behuvu Advarim Ramam Sham. Okay? Fine. Right? So again, how does the Rambam learn? The Rambam learns that there's an Isser Kenisa, and what else is there? An Isser Yetzia. Okay? But you learn that from the same thing.
How do we learn the
Rambam? He says, Ramban Mefarish, Ein Chayav and Alav Ela B'Shas Avoda. For the Ramban learns, what does he learn by Shas Avoda? He learns out, wrote to Lomar, De Kol Yisurohu Rak Al Avoda. The entire Isser is always about Avoda. Right? Ela Dekasha Lefizeh, My Nafkamina, Ika Bein Yitzia Labia. But then according to Ramban, if it's always about Avoda, right? Because Bir Rekanis is related to Avoda, right? Bir Rekanis is about Avoda. So then what the heck is there a difference between Yitzia versus Kenisa? What? Ela Dekasha Lefizeh, My Nafkamina, Ika Bein Yitzia Labia. Kevan De Eini Surah Tulia Rak Bavoda. Achein Dasa Ramam, the Isura Tali Beknisa Ubiya, Shaper Itzrich Larabos Gamitzia, the Hibichal Bia. So you gotta be careful what he's saying. He's saying there's an Isra called Bia, right? Now it's expressed through a Maisa Knisa. Then he's saying, I'm just saying factually, underneath that category, what else comes from the Isra Bia? Maisa Yitzia as well. Okay, so there's two Maisas. Good question. We'll answer that. But for now, that's what he's saying. Okay? That's a good question. So he says, Vine Kvar Hevenu Divrei Rambam Shekasu Zal V'Dinah Nechnas Kacham Minam Mizbeach Lefnim V'Dinah Yotzeh Misham Echad Hu Ketzad Gnon Shasar V'Yisayim Bein Ulam Mizbeach V'Yatzah Lo Ka'akal Shano Harei Demefarish Lahach Drasha De'Sifra De'Asi Yetzia Kibia De'Rot Zalomar De'Af Im Shasar Bifnim V'Yatzah Gam Kein Chayev. Right, so what's he saying? He's saying that if I drank inside and left, I'm also Chayev. We're going to have to define that. That has to be defined. This Maisa Yetzia. Okay? Venir Abir Bazeh, Mishum Dine, Bechol Bios de Alma, Hare Kaimalon, Delo Mikshava Bia, Rakim Nechnas Kaderach Bia. Now, this is a little tricky, okay? When it comes to going in, what do we say? We say, Hare Kaimalon, Delo Mikshava Bia, Rakim Nechnas Kaderach Bia. It's only considered an entrance if you do what?
Do it through the normative way.
The normative way. What's a non normative way?
Through the window.
Through the window, or parachuting in. You parachute into the base of Mikdash, there's no what? There's no Bia to speak of. So the Yitzia, what? So we know when it comes, in order to enter, so let's say a guy parachuted into the base of Mikdash, right? And he's drunk. Okay? Right? Is there, right? Because you don't have to be drunk to parachute into the base of Mikdash, right? Is there an Isser Kenisa there? What? Why? Okay. It is a kumuvor king b'kamaduchti. The hachi hari gamkein ksiv b'voachem. Right, v'im kein hari tzarech lios gamkein chiyuva rak al kederach bia. V'inei b'shvuos daf yedzayim, which you have the gemara there. Isa hanichnas lebeis hamenuga derech achorav. Rav afilu kulo chutz mechot ma'otar. Dechsev v'habal abayis derech bia asra torah. What's that case? Okay, so he says, by the case of Mitzar, you see if you enter in it abnormally, it's not considered a Bia, and you're still considered a Tar, right? Ihachi. Oh, sorry, I feel hachi. I feel a kuli nami. Amarava, kul logar, mikelem shababayas. Upeh shrashi, mikelem shababayas, shayubo mitchilaso. Velo karinum bahu, the haba. Right? They're always there to begin with. Okay, so therefore, hare dishaloka derech Bia, vehecha shahu sham mitchila, travayo shavin. Dinam chal Bia. Right, the Isma'atu kol hecha dechsev sham lasham bia, v'im kain memela the gam b'shasa yain dechsev sham lasham bia gam kain tzarech lios kain. And I know you're gonna have to read this tomorrow, but what's he saying? He's saying that, so I want to get this point out. What's he saying? The same way. What precedent is he establishing? What's he saying? All bia has to be done the normal way. Okay. So then he says, right, v'davke im shasa bechutz v'nichnas. That's only what? If he drank outside and went in. The Ishkan Maisa Bia Lifnim Kishahu Shasoi. Here's his key point, because what do you have? You have a Maisa of what? You have an action of a Bia that's done how? Drunk, but through the normal method, right? Meaning entering into the base of Mikdash, not parachuting in. Avaim Shasa Bifnim, then come Maisa Bia Lifnim Kishahu Shasoi. But if I, I'm saying factually what he's saying. If I'm inside the base of Mikdash, what do? I drink, so what am I lacking in? Well, this is exactly what he says. He says, I lack Ein Kan Maisa Bia Lefnim Kishu Shasoi. kind of thing is that? Okay, but what does that mean? No, we have to define that. You think what? You'll see. There's a nice spot here also, right?
There was no B.A. reconnaissance when you entered.
That would be Rekhanis, it's Rambam. Yeah.
Oh, this is the Rambam?
It's the Rambam. So he wants to understand how the Rambam derives an idea of a Maisa Yetzia. So you say, I'll tell you why you have to say that. Because all we could ever learn out is a Maisa Knisa Bia. Why? Because we know there's a precedent that when you go in, going ins have to follow the normal Derech. Right? Right? That's what we know beforehand. Right? So what do you require here? You require an action of an entering when you're drunk. But when you're inside the Beis HaMikdash, is there any room for an action of entering when you're drunk? No, because you're ready inside. Right? So it lacks some sort of Maisa Bia Shasui Yayin. Okay. Okay, Mati says over that. I'm not. Okay. So he says, Im Kain, Havamina de Pater. The less Bech Yuba de Shasui Yayin. So maybe you'll think, what? There's no Chiyav on Yitzia. That's what it means to learn out Yitzia from the Bia. Right? So again, so what's he saying? We have to define this, but just factually, we'll go through this slowly tomorrow. But what's he saying up to this point? What's he saying? It's a chiddush. Without the drush, what would you think? It's like any other Bia. Right, and by every other bia, what do I need? I need an entrance. Well, okay, but an entrance while drunk. In order to register the isser, there has to be an entrance when I was drunk. But when I'm already inside, I'm not subject anymore to an entrance while I'm drunk. Okay, that sounds like on the surface, what is he doing? Do you like that? What he's saying?
Why would I like
it? Because he's just playing a word game. Because all he's saying is that you can't make up a maisa of a bia of a shasu yayin. Where does he get that from? Can't you make that up? So what does that mean?
It's bia while you're shasu yayin.
Okay, and yitzia is why you're shasu yayin.
Yeah, why not?
But why would I know that intuitively then?
What do you say yitzia was?
He's saying you wouldn't know yitzia.
Why would that become that? He's no longer the mikvah.
What? About that, Ramban di Isra who Isra Voda, the Ramban holds as Isra Voda. So how can you have a problem with Yitzia? Aval Isra Bia Leka Klav Shasa Yai. There's no Isra Bia of Shasa Yai in the Ramban. Im Kain Halo Shayach Gam Hakdina Kaderach Bia. Therefore, the way you go in would matter. Okay. Came in any Isra Tali Klav Bia Rak Bevoda. Okay. Vekasha Lama Lami Buya Di Yitzia Kibia. So what's the question, the Ramban?
Why is there Yitzia?
Why is there Riboy Yitzia? So listen to this. Because there's no Isra Kenisa to be talking about to begin with. So why would there ever be? How could there ever be an Isra Yetzia according to him? What? There could ever be an Isra Yetzia. Once I'm in there, what am I over? I'm in. Let's say I pass. What? What's it? Sarach Loma de Ramban Mefarish La Sifra Kaperish Arrived Basagos. You guys missed the Rivid? This is the Rivid. Right? It turns out, what does he hold like? Right, guys, what is it? No, don't worry about your answer. Let's see his answer, okay? Give him the kavod. So what does he say? He says, you must see the Rabban holds like the Rivet. He's waiting for this. What does a Rivet hold? The Hariboy the Yitzia Kibiyahu. The Lo Nema de Ikra Isserhu Maisa Hashasiya Ata Mishas Bia. Because it's not the action of drinking, right, at the time of Bia. The Alzeb Balarabos de Gam Bishasa Bechutz Venechnas Chayev. It's coming to tell you that if I drank outside, okay, meaning outside of where? Whatever it is, right? And then when in, I'm chayev. Mishum da'az harahi debesha bia lo tehe shechris. Because what's the isser? That at the time of bia, I should not be in a state of shechris. Is there shai chayim bavoda? Deba la'ashmienu de lo tehe yisura b'shasiya b'shas avoda. Right? What's he saying? You never see this, by the way. This is like 1 in 9. The tzarach lomar de Ramban mefarish. You see a second answer? This is even harder. Yesh lomar de Ramban mefarish de zeh gufa asalash me'inan behach di yitzia kibia. No, it's really teaching you treat yitzia like bia. Deini sura bibira kol achas bavoda mushum hachi hu dehav yitzia kibia. What's he saying? Come on, what's he saying? What's the second answer? That's actually a little easier, but what's he saying?
What? He said just like there's no Isra Yetzia, there's no Isra Bia?
No, reverse it.
Just like there's no Isra Bia, there's no Isra Yetzia.
Correct.
But of course there's no Isra Yetzia. No, sir. Why